Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
This two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? We take calls in the second hour, as always, 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, we do have a few people in there already. Welcome aboard. Now, again, real quick, before we get to the scuttlebutt of the day. If you have a story out there where, again, you've been tyrannized by anybody, and I don't care by who. Judges, lawyers, cops, Walmart greeters, I don't give a damn. Doesn't matter. You got a story, you got to get it out there. Well, I got a guy called me yesterday. Well, he didn't call me. I don't give out my phone number. But he gets on Facebook. It's very simple to get a hold of me. You type in the captain. It shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out. Guess what happens? Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out. It's that simple. Boom. Look, it's your voice. It's important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right. Now, we got a lot to get through here tonight. And, of course, you know I never shut up. But we got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom, and there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipping away! Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors! God, I love that sound, man. There was nothing like, oh, man, there was nothing like getting underway. Anyway, I digress, as I do. But anyway, the scuttlebutt of the day. Now, I had other stuff I was going to start with, but I found this right before I came on. This is from conservativefighters.com. Conservativefighters.com. Never heard of them. I don't even know where the hell I found it. But somebody had told me something about this, or I heard about it somehow, some way. Maybe my brother might have mentioned it or something. Me and my brother, we talk every day about what the hell's going on. But I knew there was something there that this Judge Napolitano had said something about Comey or did something or whatever. But I never really gave it a whole lot of no, never mind, because I've never seen it, and I'm busy doing a gazillion other things. But for whatever reason, it just, I found it like 2 minutes before I came on the air. So I started to peruse the article a little bit, and it makes a lot of sense. And then I'm going to go to something else, which makes a lot of sense. And then I'm going to go to something else, which I think we might be able to put this entire friggin' mess into some kind of perspective. And when I say mess, I'm talking about this Russian connection and I mean, it's just the FBI and the wiretaps and all the intelligence agencies. Good God. We've got so many intelligence agencies. Why? I mean, I understand we need national security and all that, but what the hell are we doing? I think maybe if we, when I say we, I'm talking, you know, country, used our resources a little more wisely, we could still be efficient. We'd actually be more efficient. They're almost too efficient. Because I got too many people working there. Why? Well, because it's a government job. And you can't get fired. Unless you're Maxine Waters now. Did you see this? I don't want to cover too much of her. Oh, my God, this woman is so... I mean, you know, I thought you could never get dumber than Nancy Pelosi. But I think Maxine Waters, you're right there, girl. I mean, it's neck and neck, man. I mean, it is right there, man. Right there. I mean, this woman is just, I mean, the poor girl. I mean, you know, when your dog gets this way, you take her into the vet and put her to sleep. But if you're a Democrat, you get reelected. Imagine that. What if my dog is a Democrat? Does he get another life? I wouldn't own the damn dog if he was a Democrat. That's number one. But anyway, getting to the story that I was trying to get to. Judge Napolitano, you all know who he is. He's on Fox. You know who he is. And if you don't, well, I don't know. Find something else to watch other than the Kardashians and CNN. But Judge Napolitano defended President Trump's allegation that Obama White House was spying on him, which we all know that this was. Come on, please. Valerie Goebbels, oh man, you know damn good and well. She probably had her own little room in the White House. Got her headphones hooked up, boy. I mean, she's got everything. Computers, television screens. I don't trust that girl. Now she moves in with the Obamas. An advisor? Man, this is getting this whole mess. These congressional hearings, the wiretaps, the Russian connection. I mean, this is all getting it's getting way out of hand. And I think what happened was, is the Democrats, well, they've been screwing up the entire way. They screwed up by, first of all, by nominating Hillary Clinton, which we all knew that was a mistake. Every time they try to, whatever they try to use to attack Donald Trump, it ends up attacking them. They just don't seem to realize it. And what they did with this Russian connection, this is spiraling out of control. See, it started off as one little lie to try to get the press off their back. And it just everybody kept going with it. Hey, that sounds like a good idea. You're blaming the Russians? Oh, okay. We don't like them. Oh, okay. Let's blame the Russians did it, damn it. They hacked in. They hacked into the computers. Oh, my God. Well, they may have hacked in. Okay, is that a, you know, should they do that? No. But do we do that to their computers? Come on, please. But it's the content that they found. Well, they found a lot of hanky-panky is what they found. And they found that Hillary Clinton and the DNC
conspired together to make sure that Hillary Clinton was nominated. Now, I got some stuff in here. Evidently, the what they call the white hat intelligence community, the good guys, well, they somehow found a way to stop her from doing that. That's why she didn't win any more primaries towards the end. But it didn't matter because she had a gazillion other these cockamamie super delegates. What a crock. You know why parties came up with that. So that the party could find a way to nominate their candidate and take it away from the people, which completely defeats the entire freaking purpose of having a vote. If you're going to have people vote, it needs to be their decision, not a certain group of people to decide who the nominee is. If you're going to have the people do the work, people come into the voting booth, it should be their decision, not a party's decision. I don't believe in parties, and you know that. I bitch about that all the time. Parties are for nothing but corruption and corruption purposes only. That's it. You want to get rid of corruption? Get rid of the friggin' parties. Just once I want to walk into the voting booth and actually vote for the individual that I want to vote for. And that's why I voted for Donald Trump. I admit it. I did it. I pulled the hammer down, man. I was proud, damn proud to do it. And it felt good. It felt good to actually vote for somebody rather than having to vote against somebody. I mean, I remember. I mean, I'd like Dole, but I mean, Daddy Bush, I used to like him. I mean, I don't. And I still like Junior, but I mean, I just. They did some political stuff that is hard to, I don't know, it's hard to just let slide. But I still like them. I find them, you know, I mean, I find them, I don't know. I just, you know, I like them, but politically, they, I can't do it. I can't go along with it. And George, I think George's problem was, he listened to too many people that he shouldn't have been listening to. Dick Cheney, for number one. Rumsfeld, number two. And a whole bunch of other nitwits. Got their draft-dodging asses together and decided, oh, let's start a war. We don't have to fight it. And we can make a lot of money. God damn it. Anyway, as I digress, I haven't even finished the first freaking sentence. Oh my God, it's going to be one of those nights. It's going to happen. One of these nights, it's going to happen. You're going to hear nothing but dead air because I'm going to stroke out. I'm going to blast off into Deep Space Nine. There's so many things that just piss me off. And I mean, I could go on for 24 hours a day. Judge Andrew Napolitano defended Trump's allegation that the Obama White House was spying on him and members of his campaign. FBI Director James Comey, which this dude, I mean, I don't know what the hell this guy, where he's coming from. It's like whoever pays him enough money the day he's supposed to testify or the day he's supposed to give a press conference, I guess wins. So I guess they're sitting out there, you got to outbid this guy before he makes a press conference or before he testifies at anything? I mean, I understand about being fair and all. I get that. But you don't give a bone to one side and give another bone to the other side and then give a bone to this side and then that side and blah, blah, blah. No more bones, man. Do your freaking job. I mean, I don't know what the hell this guy's trip is. He's talking out both sides of his ass. We don't know where the hell this guy is coming from. And he can't speak on anything. Oh, I can't talk. Nope. I can't talk. I'm the FBI director, which I understand. There's certain things that they can't talk about, and I get it. The whole point is why bring him up there if he can't talk about anything? Or, here's a novel idea. And this goes along with, I've been watching, I don't know if you've been watching it, but the hearings for the judge, Gorsuch, or whatever the hell his name is. I've been watching it. I mean, he seems like he's an affable kind of guy. You know, he's not very confrontational at all. Very passive aggressive, I guess you might say. He's good at that, which, you know, could make him a pretty good judge. But I mean, what a crap show. They're asking him questions that they know, and they say, I know you can't answer this question, so here it is. And they go on for 20 minutes. It's like, why the hell? You know the guy can't answer the question. They're asking questions. Well, what do you think of Donald Trump? What do you think of this? What do you think of Donald Trump conspiring with the Russians? What do you feel about that? What do you do? He's like, I can't talk about somebody else. And what the hell do you have me up here for? What does that have anything to do with me being a judge? How about asking me law questions? And they, well, I know that you can't answer this, but, you know, it was all just to get out their anti-Trump rhetoric. That's it. That's the whole purpose for these hearings. Or at least that's what the Democrats took it as. The Republicans, I don't know what the hell they took it as. I mean, it's just, all I'm saying, if you're going to have congressional hearings, and you know you've heard me bitch about these congressional hearings a million times, well, I got to do it again. If you're going to have a hearing, first of all, number one, make it worthy to have a hearing, meaning it's got to be something. And it's got to have some kind of weight. Now, if you're going to bring, you know, not as, I don't think they should have the right to try anyone, but they should have the right to investigate as if it were a trial, like they normally do. But I believe not only, maybe we got to have an amendment. But if you're going to have these hearings, I believe that the Congress should have the authority to recommend a grand jury. Now, I don't know if they do have the power, they just don't do it, or they don't have the power. And if they don't, can they have the power? Would that cross some kind of any kind of line of any kind? I don't know. It needs to be discussed. But the whole point is what the hell is the purpose of having these hearings when there's no results? What the hell was the purpose of having all these Benghazi hearings? And then all this money spent on this beautiful Benghazi report that took 4 freaking years. What the hell came out of that? What? Oh, a press conference. That's what we got out of it. I mean, are you kidding me? If they're going to go through all of this, they need to at least have the authority to recommend a grand jury. Now put it in front of a grand jury. The grand jury says it's a bunch of hogwash. Well, then we move on to the next. But if they say, hey, there's a little something-something here, let's bring this bad boy to trial, well, then we do it. That's how our system works. At least I thought. Well, it's supposed to be. Anyway, getting back to the original story. Good God Almighty. Napolitano says there is no evidence. See, this is what they're doing. They're claiming, oh, there's no evidence. Well, of course. Either you've either destroyed it, which, you know, Democrats are pretty good at destroying evidence. Just ask Hillary Clinton in the Vince Foster case. How about that? I've been watching some stuff on that. Now I'm going back and rewatching some of this stuff that, you know, it's been a while. And I was working a lot when this was going on. I was in the car business. And you don't get days off, and you work all day, all night. But then you drink all night. You might sleep for an hour or two. Wake up and do it all over again. You work hard and you play hard. It can kick your butt after a while, let me tell you. But it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Spend a lot of money, too. Of course, you make a lot of money. So the more money you make, which means that's just more money you get to spend. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, look at this. Anyway. There is no evidence because Obama did not need a warrant to spy on Trump. What? Oh, that's right. The government just seems to think that they can just override the Constitution whenever they want. Oh, for national security. Oh, national security. Spying on Donald Trump, who's winning the campaign. And everybody knows it. That's why they were spying on him. They were looking for anything. And everything that they try to find against this guy, it doesn't stick because there's really nothing there. But there's a lot of there with the Democrats. And they got to be careful. They've already exposed themselves enough. They keep going and it's going to be, well, I mean, the whole country is going to be, well, I can't deny this anymore. So keep it up, libs. I don't give a damn. Destroy your damn selves. But there is no evidence because Obama did not need a warrant. Obama needed only to ask, imagine that, only to ask the NSA for a transcript of Trump's telephone conversations to be prepared from the digital versions that the NSA already possessed. Now, I'm just reading this. And again, I just perused the story briefly before I came on the air, but I'm just reading this right now. Now, we do have, and it, just because you're the president doesn't mean that you don't have to follow the Constitution, which Obama, who claims to be this constitutional scholar, which is a load of crap. First of all, he doesn't understand it. And what he does, he twists and turns into whatever the hell he wants it to. He doesn't follow it, doesn't even read it. He's not a constitutional scholar. And he wasn't a professor. Stop saying that. He was a guest speaker who, by all accounts that I have either read and heard and whatnot, it appears that he didn't show up a lot of the time. Yeah, imagine that. This big guest speaker. Oh, yeah. Wonder Boy. Knows everything about law. And he's a foreign exchange student from Kenya or Indonesia. We don't know. We don't even know his name. If it's Barry or Barack. Jehoshaphat? I mean, I don't know anything about this guy. But we do have a little thing in our Bill of Rights. Now, if you don't know where the Bill of Rights are, well, then you get online and you type in U.S. Constitution. I'm sure you can find a site that has the document up there and you can read it from the very beginning down to the very end. And in that Constitution, which is after the body consists of the Articles. And then you've got the Bill of Rights. Well, in that Bill of Rights, there's a little thing called the Fourth Amendment. So just because you are a president, it does not mean, well, we all know that NSA should not be doing what they're doing, but they're the NSA. It's for your safety. It's for your own good. Just leave us alone. Let us do our job. Let us spy on you. It can save your life one day. Yeah, I'm sure it can. But the president, you talk about Nixon. Huh? What Obama did? Stop. Oh, but we can't impeach him. We can't do anything about him. That would be racist. He's the first black president. Well, I feel sorry for that second black president. That poor bastard's going to get it, boy, I tell you. But for a president to just simply ask the NSA, yeah, give me the transcripts of Donald Trump from this date, and that date. Oh, okay, Mr. President. No problem, because, see, the NSA works for the president, so they got to do what they got to do. The president says jump. Hey, they got to jump. I'm sorry, but that breaks a whole bunch of laws. You can't just say, oh, well, because it's national security and because one of Donald Trump's aides had a conversation with the Russians. Well, you know, there's a lot of Americans that have conversations with Russians. Some of them you may not even know it. But sometimes Russians, they come over to America and they visit, like we go over there and we visit. Same in the supermarket or wherever. It's New York City. You can find Russians. You can go anywhere. We had Russians in my hometown of Vancouver, Washington. Even saw them a car. Just because you have a conversation with a Russian does not mean you are colluding with Putin. I mean, this is how these people think. It's ridiculous. Well, it's starting to backfire because they went over their head with this crap, and now they don't know what to do with it, and now everybody's covering up because they all know that this lie, which started out nitty-bitty and turned out to be a freaking forest fire. You had Brennan involved. You had them all. Clapper. You had them all. The president, you had everybody involved. You had high-ups involved in this. So they're all protecting themselves. And you know the media is going to protect them. Well, all it's going to take is one of those on the left to slip up and tell the truth. I mean, this could get very ugly for the left if they don't start backing down on some of this crap. I don't think they realize what the hell kind of a mess they're creating for themselves. And as far as I'm concerned, go ahead, knock yourself out. Evidently, he hinted that the former president, he's speaking about Obama, could even ask foreign governments to do the spying for him. Imagine that. Well, we all heard that whole deal with the, what the hell do they call it now? Oh, it's down here, the GCHQ. That's a little long. But anyway, it's a British version of the NSA, and they spy on us, we spy on them. Everybody's got every single phone conversation recorded somewhere. Why do we need that much every conversation recorded? For what? My God. National security, my ass. I see this as more of a national security risk. This is a national security risk. Spying on every single phone call, it's all recorded and put into some database. So if you get in trouble someday, they can pull it out and they can use it against you. Or they can just start making stuff up and use it against you. They can edit your conversations. I'm sure they can. They just don't like you. They can do it to anybody. I mean, what the hell kind of a country are we living in? Well, I do see this country starting to wake up and start to realize some of this stuff. And I think we're making a little bit of headway. And there's only one way to win a war like this, and that is the people. It's like jihad. Look, all we can do is kill them. That's it. But we kill one, two more pop up. The only way they're going to get rid of jihad, I'm sorry, but you so-called good Muslims, you're going to have to be the ones to do the work. Jihad is a mindset. Yes, it is an actual physical war, but it's a mindset. If you're willing to strap a bomb to your damn chest and go in and blow up a pizza parlor or wherever, a bus or whatever the hell, knowing you're going to die for jihad, it's a mindset. These people are crazy. They're nuts. Well, if they want to commit their little jihad, they can commit it over there. It's their country. I don't give a damn what they do in their country. Every country is their own country. They can, as far as I'm concerned, should be able to run it any damn way you want. But you attack us? Well, I mean, we're going to have to attack you back, just the way it's going to be. Which is why the United States of America needs to have the biggest, baddest, meanest military at all times. At all times. Hopefully we can get that with Donald Trump. We need a lot more ships, man. Put a lot of people to work. Get my boys back out to sea. Well, the NSA, through government lawyers, has convinced the FISA court, which we all know that's a bunch of crap too, that it is more efficient to capture the data of all communication made in the United States than to follow constitutional requirements. Now, to me, I mean, it seems to me that it would be, I mean, I'm crazy, but it just seems to me that it would be more efficient if you only targeted those that needed to be targeted. But no, they're targeting everybody, 300 million people. They're targeting at once, all day. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nonstop. How is that more efficient? You got all these phone calls. Well, what if you need a phone call? Somebody. They just don't want to get the warrant. They don't want to fill out the paperwork. I'm sorry, but, you know, the Bill of Rights says you do. And as far as I know, we haven't had an amendment that said the Bill of Rights are null and void. As far as I know, the Constitution is still the supreme law of the land. The problem is it's not followed unless they're going to use it against you. But the government isn't following it. Law enforcement isn't following it. Nobody's following it. The citizens aren't following it. Hell, half of them don't even know what it is. They've never read it, but their teachers told them it's outdated and it's racist and it's homophobic and misogynist. It's a big fat hate paper. That's all it is. It's hate paper. Just hate. Yeah. Yeah, freedom is pretty hateful. Boy, I tell you. God, I mean, these people are idiots. I mean, just because you're particular, you know, it's like you're playing Little League and your team loses the big game. So you protest all winter thinking that they're going to give you the trophy. It's never going to happen. You lost. The game over. Okay? Everybody's got to go home. The snack bar's closed, okay? Go home. The lights are off. It's dark. You can't play. Go home. The game is over. I mean, what do they realistically think that they're going to get? They got all these protests. Wherever you go, these women marches. They're not marching for women. They're marching against Trump. These hearings with Comey and with Gorsuch or Gorsuch or, well, I don't know how to pronounce his name. It gets, you know, I'll get to it. I'm terrible with people's names. So it's going to take me a while before I get his name. But I mean, it's all a hate Trump fest. What the hell is the point? You maybe watch this crap. I was thinking, you know, somebody's got to have something important to bring to the freaking table. Nope. And then they were laughing today. They all probably realized this is, what are we doing? This is not a hearing to find out if this man is qualified to be a judge. This is all, how can we link Donald Trump to the Russians and link you, judge, who wants to be the Supreme Court judge, how can we link you in with Donald Trump because he nominated you? So we got to turn, you know, find a Russian connection with you. These people are just... But this is really scary, though. I mean, all the information that they collect on everybody. Now, don't tell me they're never going to turn this around and use it against you. They will, and they can. And where are they putting all this information? I mean, after a while. I mean, oh my God. I know it's stored digitally so they can fit a lot of stuff on a, you know, head of a pen. But, I mean, just look at all the phones that are going off all day long in the United States. I mean, my God. And we're spying on getting all their conversations from England, Canada, the whole world. We're spying on the whole world. The whole world's spying on the whole world. Everybody's spying on everybody. And this is what that New World Order is going to bring. Nothing but a New World War. That's going to be everybody fighting everybody. Everybody's got to kill. Oh, God, I'm just so... I mean, I'm just done. I am. I've had an absolute buttful with all of this crap. But anyway, there's a former CIA officer. His name is Robert David Steele. Well, he was on with, Mr. Fake News himself, Alex Jones. Well, he had explained how General Flynn, and I watched the video. It's actually, he hit on a lot of stuff. And if you get the opportunity to watch it. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Type in Robert David Steele. Steele is with an E at the end. And InfoWars. Type those two together, and I think you'll find it, but... He explains how General Flynn was really fired because he was in possession of a high-level Washington, D.C. pedophile list with a whole bunch of names on it, including the Vice President, Mike Pence's best friend. Whoa! Wow! Well, this pedophilia, and we are starting to hear more and more stories, and this Pizzagate, You know, I mean, it is really starting to look like it is. It's got some weight behind it. Well, this guy had mentioned about it. I'll get to it in a little bit. But he had hinted on it, and he was explaining how big this pedophilia ring in the United States really is. They've got, I mean, it's not only with a lot of very wealthy politicians and businessmen and foreigners, but it's starting to go into, well, more and more what it used to be, not the white-collar people. It's getting more and more in, well, I'm sure it's probably always been there. We just never found out about it. But it's starting to get really, really big. Much bigger than anybody ever thought. Now, all the work that I do with CPS and all that, and I've seen what happens when kids do go into foster care. Not all foster care. I've seen the good side. I grew up with it across the street, so I've seen it. I've seen the good and I've seen the bad. But there's a lot of bad. And a lot of these kids do end up in prostitution. It is like a big fad now. And they're trying this mantra through Facebook and social media and all this. Talking about pedophilia is really not a crime. They got all these people giving these speeches at colleges. Well, pedophilia, it's not, you know, it's fine. The girl won't be affected. She wants it anyway at that age. Yeah, she's 12 years old, 10 years old. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, Mr. Steele also said, now this doesn't surprise me a bit, unfortunately, but there are restaurants in Washington, D.C. and in Saudi Arabia where you can literally order children off of the menu. I mean, does it come with a picture of this kid and you point to this? I mean, look, I'm sorry, but society, we're going to have to do a better job. We can't keep accepting this crap. We should be completely outraged with this crap. I mean, the whole country should be in an uproar. But they've been preaching this mantra, oh, it's only natural. It's natural. It's not a big crime. Not a big deal. She wanted it anyway. Little girls like it. And it teaches them a lesson. Now, you know, when they have sex with someone that they find, you know, they're already broken in. So it won't hurt very much. So they're good to go. You know. And, you know. Helps them out. Teaches them to grow up a little bit. Makes them responsible. And they like it. I mean, what the hell? I just can't for the life of me understand why this is not front page news, why we don't have reporters going out investigating all of this. Because we do know that it's big. I mean, there are reporters reporting it. But it's not hit the mainstream. It should be everywhere. And everybody should be talking about it. And law enforcement agencies of all kinds should be cracking down on it. Well, there is a bus. I think it's in L.A. They are doing it piece by piece. But there's a lot of really, really high up people. Those people, unfortunately, they're not going to get busted. They can get away with it because they were in the government. And they got connections. Well, hopefully Donald Trump can find a way to work with the law enforcement agencies, the federal ones, FBI, and in some cases the CIA. Good God, that CIA, the more I'm finding out about them. I mean, I know not every agent in the CIA is in the CIA to do what the CIA does, and they may not even know what the CIA does. And they may not be a party to any of it, but what the CIA is, they need to slow down is what they need to do. I don't think the CIA should be really all that independent. I think they should have to answer to, you know, at least the White House. Because if they answer to the White House, well, they're not going to be able to do, you know, as much, you know, war starting as they do. And, yeah, they do start a lot of wars for a lot of money because a lot of people, well, they want to get rich. Or should I say richer? So I don't have a lot of trust in the CIA anymore. I'd like to. And now with Comey, I mean, I don't really have a lot of trust in the FBI anymore. I mean, I'd like to have, you know, trust and faith and all of that. But, I mean, what am I supposed to base my trust and faith on? This is what I'd like to know. What am I supposed to base all this trust and faith on? Not much. But in this video, and again, if you get a chance to, you know, watch it, check it out. He says a lot of stuff really quick. So you might have to, you know, watch it again. But you can understand it. Well, he says, he claims that Donald Trump is our only chance to take down the deep state. Well, I understand where he's coming from with that. But if the deep state is as deep as their build, the deep state won't let him. But if he does know a way to do it, I am going to support him 100%. I understand we need to have a little deep state, but we can't be. We're hog wild right now. We're too big for our britches is what we are. And I think the world is, all countries with all of this, you know, Europe and Canada and all the, you know, Russia and China. We're too big for our own good. And we need to scale it back a bit. But that'll never happen. Now that you started it, you can't scale it back. Oh, yeah, we're going to scale back our nuclear weapons. Yeah, we're going to destroy them. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, yeah, we'll get right on that. He also says that the White Hat intelligence community, which are the honorable men, good guys, the White Hat intelligence community was able to stop Hillary Clinton from rigging the vote electronically like she did to Bernie. So they did stop her, is what he explained. And she didn't win any more primaries. And she obviously didn't win the presidency. So thank God for the good guys, the White Hats. Now, again, it's not all of the agencies. Now, it could be just a director or maybe people that could be rogue or God only knows. But there are agents in the FBI and the CIA that are in there for the right reasons and they do the right things. But there's a lot of them that don't. And that's where the problem is. Yes, we got to congratulate the good, but we also We got to condemn the bad. We got to get rid of them. Got to drain the swamp, man. Drain that swamp. He went on to say that John Brennan committed treason. Well, that entire Obama administration committed treason. The entire Democratic Party is treasonous. They ought to just change it to the treasonous party. Well, John Brennan committed treason by telling lies intended to overturn the Electoral College. I never liked that John Brennan anyway. I don't know. He just looked, I don't know. Some of the way he talked and the way he looked, he just looked full of crap. He looked like he was lying to me. I don't know. He just rubbed me the wrong way. You don't try to trust any of these people. None of them. He went on to label John Brennan as the highest paid agent of Saudi Arabia. Whoa, wow. He said he should be under FBI investigation. Now, this Mr. Steele is a former CIA officer. Now, what does that mean? Well, he could be a disgruntled employee. Maybe he got fired. I don't know anything about the guy. He seemed pretty credible to me. I know Alex Jones is a friend of his, and he's come on his show several times. So, you know, if he's a friend of Alex Jones, he's got to be fake news. So, I don't know if I can believe this. We all know that Alex Jones, yeah. He's colluding with the Russians too, you know. Yeah. Well, him and Trump, they're thick as thieves. They go way back with the Kremlin. Oh, yeah. Alex Jones, he used to work with the KGB, man, with Kremlin, with Putin. They worked together. They did a couple of jobs together. Donald Trump funded it. Well, he goes on about Reince Priebus. Now, you know, I've been very critical of Reince Priebus. I never understood that pick, why Donald Trump picked him to be his chief of staff. I'm sure he probably does a pretty good job of the chief of staff, but he also does a pretty good job of working for himself. He's a sneaky little bastard, and I don't like him. Well, he claims that Reince Priebus, and we've heard a lot of reports that a lot of people, they don't like him. He's not well-liked. He's a micromanager, I guess, and he's got his own agenda. Well, you're going to be a chief of staff of a president. You got to be careful with having your own agenda. You can't have a very big one because you're not going to, Donald Trump's not going to put up with that. Nobody's going to put up with that. Especially you're going to get caught. Well, Reince Priebus, he claims, is an enabler and cover-upper of pedophilia. I wouldn't surprise me a bit, man, with all the pedophilia stories I'm hearing out of Washington. I mean, it is rampant. I mean, it's much bigger than you ever thought. I mean, I don't really want to find out, but we gotta find out who these people are and bring them to justice. I don't buy this pedophilia crap is natural. No, it's not. It's a freaking crime. The little girl does not deserve it. Or the little boy, by the way. They do rape little boys. Oh, yes, they do. Says a former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hassert, is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, there's some stuff on him. I don't know what that all entails. And I was trying to listen to it and doing a million things. There's some stuff going on with him, too. Now, I don't know what the hell. I don't know if he's on the good side or the bad side. But I think he's on a good side. I mean, I don't know. And I think I might have some stuff in here that might bring it to light. But as of right now, I apologize. I don't have it. Well, he also claims that WikiLeaks is going to take down Reince Priebus. Well, I hope they do. Take his ass down. I never liked him. He's a little worm. I don't know what Trump was thinking with that pick. I mean, I guess I can understand, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, but that's too close. That's the chief of staff. You should have picked somebody else. But, I mean, that's me. You know, I'm not him. So I can't really be critical. But I just don't like this guy. Well, he goes on about pedophilia. He claims it's an elite privilege. And this is what is sick. I mean, as soon as you get money, all of a sudden, now you don't like adult women anymore? You don't like adult men anymore? You got to go with the children? Because you got money? He says it's an elite privilege for the Democrats and acquired taste, he says. He says Podesta is a pedo light. So he only, I guess, he's only a weekend pedophile. He only does it on the weekends. An acquired taste, so he kept doing it until he liked it. I don't really like it all, but I'll do it again. I don't really like it. I'll do it again. I'll try it again. Oh, I really like this. I mean, what the hell is... I mean... how does that become an acquired taste? You got some issues, man. He says the Republicans and the elite in banking are the ones who have made pedophilia a big league thing. So the Republicans are the pedophilias. The Democrats, they only do it on the weekends. And they got to do it several times before they like it. But I guess the Republicans, they do it once and they're hooked. I mean, what the hell? I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff, man. I'd like to know why we don't have a division. I'm sure we do in the FBI or wherever that goes after pedophiles. But, I mean, we need to get some more agents. I mean, we need to crack down everywhere. Have one big day where it's one big bus. You get all the SWAT teams. You get all the, you know, if you got to deputize, you know, some people, deputize them. You put them all together. You have one big sweep. One day. All 50 states, all counties, all cities, all towns. Find them, and we get them. One day, one big monster sweep. But that's me. Well, he claims that Trump has figured out that what's going on with this D.C. pedophilia and wants to put an end to it, which might actually put an end to Donald Trump because he's trying to put an end to all this. This is what scares the hell out of me. I hate talking about this, but I don't trust the intelligence communities anymore. I don't trust them. I don't trust the people that's behind all of this spying and wiretapping and this phony movement to get rid of Donald Trump. I mean, I just don't trust these people. And I just hope to God they don't try to shoot him. Because this is how these people think. And they've already asked for him to die. I mean, they're chanting in the streets, "Die, Trump, die." I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people? This is what scares the hell out of me. I want to see Donald Trump president for 8 years. And we're going to be prosperous. I really feel good about this guy. I really do. I know he's making some blunders. Well, give me a president that didn't. I want to meet this remarkable creature. Big Hootie Ronald Reagan. What? Ronald Reagan? No. He never made a mistake in his life. Well, he did. He said Flynn did not get fired because he called the Russians, which we all know that. We just didn't really know what it was. But Mr. Steele seems to think that he knows. He's got inside dope. He said Flynn got fired because he had the arrogance to think that he could tell General Mattis and Tillerson what to do.
Uh-oh.
So this is what happens in politics. You piss somebody off and they put a scandal on you. But it doesn't have to be real either. You can make one up. You can make all kinds of scandals up. So I don't really give a damn that he's talking to the Russians. He's going to be the national security advisor. I expect the son of a bitch to be talking to the Russians. I expect him to be talking to a lot of people. So I never bought this whole thing. I never bought this whole thing talking to the Russians. And they make such a – oh, and he lied about it. Well, he probably just had a conversation, didn't even think about it. And it wasn't a conversation that – I mean, God only knows what it was. Nobody knows what it was. But everybody seems to think that they know what it was. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't care what the hell it was. I don't care what they were talking about. Well, evidently he pissed off Mike Pence, the vice president. Flynn's call that got him in trouble included a conversation about a list. This is what it was. Now, this is what he was talking about. It wasn't about he was talking about the Russians. It was because he was talking about a list of high-level pedophiles inside the United States. One of whom happens to be the vice president's best friend. So he can't have that linked to him. Well, look, if it's your best friend and he's doing this behind your back and you didn't know about it, you can't be responsible for that. And I think most intelligent people can understand that. But if he is on this list, I mean, you got to come out now and say, yeah, dude, man, you know, he's no longer my friend. I don't deal with pedophilias. Maybe Trump Pence is in on the pedophilia game, too. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying he is. I hope not. But, I mean, with this list and they got all these people, I mean, nobody knows anymore. It's a thing to do now. You got a lot of money? You got a lot of power? Well, go rape a child. They like it. It's healthy for them. Teaches them to grow up. Gets them all worked in. Warms them up. Doesn't scar them or harm them in any way. Come on. They wanted it. They were hot. They were looking for it. All little girls are 10 years old. They all want to be raped by an older man. I mean, it's just, it's natural. Well, evidently, General Flynn did not tell the vice president about this list. Or that his best friend was on it. And that's what pissed Pence off. Well, Pence found out about it. Probably from, he claims, probably from the NSA. Because the NSA have been spying on politicians, he says, with impunity. Now, look, we all got to keep our politicians honest, but – if they're going to be spying on every politician for everything that they do and say, well, why do you think that that could be a problem? Well, if you look back at the Obama administration, anyone who became their enemy, they just go into the NSA and say, hey, give me the transcripts of all this. I want to know what my enemies are saying, what they're doing, and put a little extra stuff on them. This is what I don't like. And this is what I can't understand, why this is not a bigger outrage with people. This is a direct violation of your Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment is real. There's a reason for it, or reasons, I should say, for it. And if you don't understand them, well, then you don't deserve them. But those of us who do understand it do deserve it. And again, you've heard me talk about this. Look, if you want to give up your rights, your liberties, your freedoms, that's fine. That's up to you. But when you do that, you need to realize you're not giving up just your rights, your liberties, your freedoms. You're giving up my rights, my liberties, my freedoms. You're giving up everybody else's rights, liberties, and freedoms. You're not just giving up yours. So the next time you want to give up your rights, liberties, and freedoms under the so-called guise of security or safety or any other pile of crap, well, just think about your neighbor. Think maybe he wants to lose his freedoms because of your insecurity? Your immaturity? Your lack of thought? Unbelievable. Well, now this is from Politico. And Nunez was the chairman of yesterday's committee. All these committees. What a bunch of crap, these committees. And again, what? I mean, other than voting on a presidential nominee, what the hell is the point of these hearings? There's no weight behind them. Why bring up James Comey? You didn't really ask him any questions that he could ask or could answer, which was done deliberate. It was all about against Donald Trump. What was the point of that? And what the hell are these hearings on this new Supreme Court nominee? They know full well that they're asking him questions he can't answer. And they're dumb questions, and he shouldn't answer them. They're just dumb. But yet they say him anyway. And we got to listen to this crap. And you know, he was getting a little bit, he's like, oh my God, these people, they just don't get it. The chairman of that committee today, Grassley, should have hammered that gavel down and said, look, people, if you're not going to ask the judge any question that he can answer, well, then just, you know, give up your time. This is not about how much you hate Donald Trump. This is not about you trying to get this Supreme Court nominee to admit that Donald Trump is in cahoots with the Russians. And that's what they were trying to do. And the guy wasn't biting a bit. Well, the chairman should have said, look, if you're not going to direct your questions to legitimate questions, law questions, questions that pertain to a Supreme Court justice, well, then you're going to have to give up your time. And if you're not going to give it up, I'm going to take it away from you. That's what should have happened. But it didn't. Well, Nunez, he's from California, and he's a Republican. What? Yep. They got Republicans in California, believe it or not. Well, Mr. Nunez claims some Trump transition transition messages were actually intercepted. The move, however, gave cover to the White House, but as always, is rebuked by Democrats. Really? No? What? Of course it is. Any kind of facts, any kind of evidence, they're going to rebuke it. Oh, no, that didn't happen. Yeah, but this is actual video. This is actual video of the event. You see all these people over here? They're all eyewitnesses. They've all testified. No, that didn't happen. No, it didn't happen. The more evidence you have against a liberal, the less likely they're going to admit that they did it. And they get away with it. And the public allows it. Oh, well, that's just them. Nothing you can do about it. Yeah, there is. There's a lot to do about it. House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes declared today that members of Donald Trump's transition team, possibly including Donald Trump himself, was under inadvertent surveillance following November's presidential election. And now they've been using this inadvertent surveillance, which I find to be a bunch of crap. They're trying to now soften it up. Oh, it's inadvertent. We were actually listening to the Russians, which they have, you know, their right to do. And since he was talking to, you know, Donald Trump, and he was talking to this person and that person and blah, 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 blah. Well, their name should have been masked. And Donald Trump, as far as we know, wasn't talking to any Russians. So why was his phone tapped? Why did he have transcripts which can only come from a phone call that is, well, tapped? Well, we all know NSA taps everybody. So again, since Donald Trump had no conversations with the Russians, how could Obama use this cockamamie excuse that it's on national security is why he needs a transcript to Donald Trump's conversations? Then why would the president need to get involved in that? That's law enforcement's job. That's the attorney general's job. It's not the president's job. What the hell? Maybe if he'd have put about 10% of that kind of effort into Benghazi, we might have been able to save a couple of lives that night. Did we? No. Nothing. The White House and Trump's allies evidently immediately seized on the statement and as vindication of the president's claim that former President Barack Obama wiretapped the Trump Tower. Well, Democrats immediately, of course, they began to cry and snivel, of course, blah, 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 blah. Claims out he's got some information that shows that the Trump transition team was being tapped. So he goes to the president. He went and he briefed the president. He says, yep, I got some information for you. I'm going to have to give it to you. So he did. Well, the Adam Schiff, he is the counterpart to Mr. Nunes. He's the top Democrat on this intelligence panel, and of course he's from California. Well, he had a hissy fit because Nunes didn't bring it to his attention first. So he wanted to bring it. He wanted Schiff wanted Nunes, and this Schiff is just a dart ass. I mean, this guy's he looks like a pedophile. But he wanted Nunes to bring him all this information, and then they bring it to committee, and they discuss it, and they analyze it to find out if it's really real or not, if it's fake news.
Did it come from Alex Jones?
So he wanted to stall. Of course he wanted to stall. He didn't want the information to get out. Well, why should he bring it to him? Okay, maybe, you know, in the committee's ethics, you know, the unwritten ethics or whatever they have, maybe. But I don't believe that he is 100% obligated to bring it to his attention. It had nothing to do with Adam Schiff. It had to do with the President of the United States. Why would Nunes want to bring this Schiff all this information? Because he's the top Democrat in this stupid committee? This is information about an individual who was tapped, was spied on. Of course he's going to bring it to him. And he's the President of the United States. He should hear about it first. But no, according to Schiff, that's the way the Republicans operate. Well, you can't trust the information now because they didn't go through proper procedures, proper, you know, this bogus protocol. A bunch of crap. He also slammed Nunes for briefing the White House. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. How dare you talk to the White House? The chairman, he says, will need to decide whether he is the chairman of an independent investigation into conduct, which includes allegations of potential coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians, or is he going to act as a surrogate of the White House? Because he cannot do both. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. There is no coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Now, all of the intelligence communities have come out and said that. Everybody said that. And there is no evidence. They still do not have evidence as of yet that there is any collusion between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. There's no evidence anywhere linking the president or his team colluding with the Russians to make sure that Donald Trump won the presidency. There is none of that. And if there is, well, now's a really good time to present this evidence. I think that would be important evidence to American people would need to know. But if they got it, they would bring it out, but they don't have it. So, yeah, we continue with these friggin' dog and pony shows. And I'm sorry, left, but you stepped in it. You stepped in it hard. And now this little lie that you told is getting out of hand. And now you got all these intelligence communities. Well, there's supposedly a big to-do coming up. I think I got it in here somewhere. Where is this? What the hell is that down here somewhere? I thought I had it down here. Well, it's a long story, and I'm not going to read all of it. There's going to be a hearing next Tuesday with members of the Obama administration, including the former director of national intelligence, James Crapper, former CIA director, John Brennan. This guy's a creep. Wouldn't be surprised if his name wasn't on that pedophile list. And the former acting attorney general, Sally Yates, who we all know Donald Trump fired her for refusing to defend his travel ban, which is legal and has been done by presidents on and on and on and on and on. And he didn't do, and his was nowhere near really as severe as all the other presidents, but Donald Trump's a racist. Just the way it is. A big fat racist, a big fat hater. Unbelievable. The other night, I was just so done with human beings, I just can't take them anymore. I just can't deal with them anymore. They're out of their freaking minds. What are we getting from all of this? Well, the only thing we're going to get out of this is another freaking war. It's going to be the biggest, bloodiest freaking war For what? What are we going to win when we do win the war? When whatever side, I guess, because there's got to be two sides to have a war. But if you kill enough of the other people, what do you win? What, your political party gets to be nominated every year? Wow. That's what this is about? Political candidates? We're going to kill each other over a friggin' political candidate? My political candidate is better than yours? And if you don't vote for mine, I'm going to kill you? This is where we've become? Who we've become? I like to think we're a little better than this. I goddamn hope so. Good God. Oh, now would you look at this? Unbelievable. I got a couple stories here. Do I really have to cover students? All right. Clinton now. Get this. I mean, this is just... I mean, all what this is about is she's got operations for running Congress. Like, what, for what? What is she going to do? What the hell? Why would you want to vote for Hillary Clinton? Well, we all know she lives in New York. Well, there's enough New Yorkers that would vote that brought in. But first, they got to kill a few people because there's people that got her seat. So there's going to be some Democrats in New York because where she's at is very liberal. So I don't know who her representative is. But whoever it is about to have a scandal or about to have a very tragic accident. That's going to be coming next. You watch. It's going to open the door for her. Just swoop right in and get into power. Well, Chelsea Clinton is now set to receive a lifetime. This just made me sick. Receive a lifetime impact award from Variety Magazine. Variety Magazine? Oh, please. Come on. Variety Magazine, you say now. Variety Magazine. Isn't that cute? A lifetime impact award. A lifetime impact. She's what, 38, 39 years old, a lifetime impact? What has she done? A lifetime impact? Whose life has she impacted and how? And why would you let somebody, she's more nothing than her mother. How is that an impact? What? She goes to some Ivy League college. Of course, she's going to graduate. She gets out. She gets a multi-million dollar gig wherever she goes. She was a consultant for some company, a consultant. She gets out of college and a consultant. Never been in business a day in her life, but she's a consultant. Really? Six figures. Then gets to work for NBC, $600,000 a year, to do a couple of, I don't know, those little segments. And they were dumb. I mean, what the hell did they have to do with anything? Nothing. And she wasn't that good at it. And even the people at NBC who love the Clintons, MSNBC and NBC, oh, man, they just slobber all over them Clintons. Even they were turning on her, going, what the hell? Well, she still got paid. She married a hedge fund manager, multimillionaire. She's worried about the little people. And, oh, we don't like those millionaires because they steal from the poor. Oh, kind of like you, Chelsea, who never earned a goddamn dollar a day in your life? And you got all these millions? Sweetheart, shut up. You don't represent people. You got no business being in Congress. That's the whole purpose for Congress, is to be a representative. You're not representing anybody but yourself. I mean, the Chelsea Clinton, I mean, they're just, she's a nothing burger. A big, fat, double bacon cheese nothing burger with extra special nothing sauce. There's nothing there. There was nothing there with her mother. There was nothing there with her father. Clintons, I've got to go away. We're done with you. Finally got rid of the Bushes. Let's get rid of the Clintons once and for all, man. A Lifetime Impact Award from Variety Magazine. Well, from Variety Magazine, that tells you everything you need to know right freaking there. A Lifetime Impact Award for doing what? Well, the article didn't say, because there's nothing to say. She will be honored at a Power of Women luncheon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stewardess, barf bag, please. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. A Power of Women luncheon on April 21st. They got a list of other names that are going to be accepting the award. I'm not going to read their names. Nobody knows who the hell they are. She's receiving the award for her work. Now, this is in quotations. For her work with Alliance for a Healthier Generation. Was? For her work with Alliance for a Healthier Generation. What work did she do? When did this come about? What did she do for them? Show up? Give a speech? 5 minute, 10 minute speech, get paid for it and go home. What did she do? What do you mean her work? Her work for Alliance for a Healthier Generation? Oh, BS. Evidently, this Alliance for a Healthier Generation supposedly empowers kids to develop lifelong healthy habits. What? They claim to fight child obesity and is, get this, drumroll, affiliated with none other than the Clinton Foundation. Gee, oh my God in heaven, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, this is pathetic. Oh my God. I mean, come on. Chelsea Clinton getting a Lifetime Impact Award from Variety Magazine for her work she did with some kind of an alliance, which is another, more than likely, scam. The Clinton Foundation is a scam. It's not a charity. It's a money laundering outfit. That's all that is. They're making bucks. For what? Ask the Haitians. Remember when they had that big earthquake, a bunch of people, you know, got killed and towns were all destroyed, turned to rubble. Remember that? And the Clintons went over there and they were going to save the day. Bill Clinton was in charge of it all. He was in charge of all the money. Why the UN put him in charge of all the money? Well, obviously, because the people who put him in charge knew they were going to make a lot of money. Did anything go to the Haitians? Well, ask them. They're still waiting for it. But all the Clinton friends, they made a lot of money from these phony contracts. They get the money, and they don't deliver. Well, you shouldn't get paid until you deliver. You just said, no, we're not writing any checks. Until you do what you're supposed to do. They were building these temporary homes and stuff. Well, you couldn't live in them. They were inhabitable. You couldn't live in them. But they got the money. They should say, no, you're not getting one damn dime until you finish these homes like you're supposed to, like the contract says. And you do it where they can actually live in the damn things. And you put them together good. That happened? Nope. No, it did not. And now this other, just this dart ass, I mean, this guy is just, I mean, he's, first of all, I mean, I'm not one to really say someone's pretty or ugly or whatever. I mean, I'll say you're pretty, but I mean, as far as your ugly go, there's only a few people that I reserve, and that's because you're ugly on the inside. But this guy's not only ugly inside, but this dude is ugly on the outside. Michael Moore, man. You need a truckload of facelifts. My God. I mean, the guy just looks creepy. He's another one. Maybe he's on that pedophile list. Maybe that's why he hates Trump so bad. That's why he hated the Flynn. They didn't even know who this guy was until they hear his name. And, oh, he's connected with the Trump campaign. Oh, he's got to be a racist, a hater, and he's got to be a Russian. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But this Michael Moore, this guy is just a... Well, he evidently used his Instagram account, which I don't have. I don't know what the hell that's about. I guess everybody sends in their selfies. It's just another thing to spout out. That's all it is. Another social service, social media website where people can just spout out. Like, people really care what you say, what you think. Not really, but they think they do, so they do it. Then somebody else finds a reason and they don't like it. Well, then they start a fight. They go back and forth. And yeah, you're really going to win the argument. Goes on Instagram to urge the Democratic Party to declare, get this, national emergency until the FBI completes an investigation into alleged connections between President Trump and his campaign staff and the Russian government. Declare a national emergency. Is that like a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake? Tidal wave? Is that what you mean by a national emergency? What the hell are you talking about, national emergency? This guy's an idiot. The Democratic Party needs to declare a national emergency, he says. What the hell? Evidently, he wrote on there this little whatever and put an image of the robot HAL 9000. Well, I guess that's from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which I don't remember the movie very much. I remember watching it a few times when I was a kid, but it wasn't bad. It was a good movie. For the first time in our history, he says, the first time in our history, the President of the United States and his staff are under investigation for espionage. Well, not really, because there's nothing there to investigate. But I didn't hear him really go, you know, attack Hillary Clinton for allowing an insecure server to be put into her garage, knowing full well it was insecure, and she wasn't supposed to do it, and the president knew she wasn't supposed to do it. Everybody in the White House knew she wasn't supposed to do it, but everybody let her do it, and she let herself do it, and she did it. She also allowed, because of her incompetence and her hubris, she also allowed over at least five, with a 99.9% chance of these five foreign intelligence agencies to hack into her server. But that's not worthy to investigate. But this made-up Russian connection with the Trump team, and even if they did talk to the Russians, well, they're going to have to talk to them at some point. Why not get a head start? I don't have a problem with it, to be honest. I don't have a problem with it. The United States is going to have to work with Russia. Now, we don't have to be lovers, and we don't even have to be friends. But we do got to find a way to work with each other. And I think if we can figure out a way to work with each other in an amicable sort of way, peaceful, maybe we might. I mean, we never know until we try, but we stand a pretty good chance of really knocking ISIS back. But until we come together and form some kind of bond with a common goal in mind, we're never going to get there. Now, am I surprised that the Russians spied on us? We spy on them, they spy on us. They don't even come close to trying to tell me that our government doesn't interfere in other governments' elections. I'm hearing this from the left. I mean, come on. You know, Barack Obama had nothing to do with Israel's election. What was that in 2000? What? 11, 14, whatever. So, I mean, I'm listening to these Democrats and the way that they're so outraged over Flynn having a conversation with the ambassador. And I'm thinking, where is there? Where is it? Why are they so outraged? Well, they're outraged just to be outraged because they got nothing to be outraged over. So if they sound like they're outraged, well, then people will listen and go, well, they sound outraged. It's got to be a horrible thing that Flynn did. How dare him talk to a Russian? He's got to be a spy. I mean, my Lord. I mean, it's just, I mean, Chelsea Clinton, a lifetime achievement award. I mean, how phony can this be? I don't know what work she did for this Healthier Generation crap. But they are connected with the Clinton Foundation. So, you know, she probably didn't do very much. Signed a couple of documents. Maybe gave a speech. Maybe just showed up for a photo op. I mean, who knows? But Michael Moore, national emergency? Well, I think we ought to declare a national emergency until liberalism is completely the hell out of this country. That's what I think we ought to do. But that's me. I'm the crazy person over here. I'm the whack job. I'm the guy with all the common sense and logic, which I do know is going to get me in trouble one day. Well, until then, I'm not getting rid of it. Well, that's about all we have here tonight. I want to thank all of those that were listening on their smartphones tonight, all those that were in the chat room, all those that are going to listen on archive, which I really want to thank you people for do listening in archive. We get a lot of people that do listen in archive, and I really want to thank you for that. You do make the show, and I'm proud to have you as my audience. I like you people. You're good people. I know most of you. And you're all good people. So with that, we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.